I didn't really know what to expect on my first day at work. I'd obviously been for an interview. Well, two, in fact. And someone had shown me round the building. But I didn't really take much notice of what I was told. I was so nervous. My impression was that everyone seemed cheerful and pleasant. And I think that's been the case since day one. Nothing is too much trouble, even if it means explaining something to me for the 10th time. Nobody ever makes me feel that I'm being a nuisance.
I remember feeling so excited on my first day. My mum had bought me a completely new outfit. Dark suit, high heels. I thought I looked great. Smart city office worker. But the feeling didn't last long. I couldn't believe it when I was finally shown where I was going to work. It was so small, it was like a cupboard, and it hadn't been cleaned for ages. The desk drawers were full of someone else's stuff, and then they discovered there wasn't a spare computer. I got the impression that they had forgotten I was starting work that day.
The people who had interviewed me were very friendly, and I was quite relaxed about starting work. On my first day, I arrived too early, but the girl at reception told me to wait and someone would come to collect me. Well, I waited ages and felt pretty stupid with everyone rushing past, either ignoring me or just staring at me. Eventually, a man came up to me and, without even asking my name, just told me to follow him. He hardly looked at me. We walked along miles of corridors in silence until he opened a door and said, "In there." I felt like going home.
Before I started work, the company gave me a handbook to read through so that I would have some idea of the background to their business. So, of course, I read it very carefully as I thought they might check to see how much I could remember. Anyway, there were about 5 other new people starting on the same day as me, and when we were asked whether we'd read the handbook, a couple of people said they hadn't had time. That meant we all had to go through it again, really slowly. And the day was so dull and uninteresting, I felt like screaming.
I knew it was a big organisation and it was going to take me time to find out how everything fitted together. But at my interview, they told me I'd start off with 2 weeks training, which sounded fine. Anyway, when I turned up, the woman who ran the training was off ill, so instead of sending me home, they said I could pick things up as I went along. I hadn't a clue what anyone was talking about, and they were all so busy that nobody seemed to notice that I just sat there, getting paid for doing nothing, really.
That's the end of part 3.